من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة. صلوات الله تعالى وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم القيامة. أما بعد، برادران اسلام اور خواتین بھی ہیں اور خواتین اسلام، جیسا کہ مولانا نے فرمایا کہ خاص موضوع پر کچھ دیر مجھے آپ حضرات سے بات کرنی ہے. انشاءاللہ میں کوشش کروں گا کہ قرآن اور حدیث کی روشنی میں اس سلسلے میں جو باتیں اس وقت مجھے ذہن میں آئیں گی وہ اس لائن کی میں کچھ باتیں عرض کروں گا.
My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic that was given to me today, then inshallah I'll try my level best to try and speak on the topic and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires me with regard to from the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will try and present to you and enlighten you with regard to that.
Allah نے ہر انسان کو دو حالتوں میں رکھنا اس دنیا میں طے فرمایا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated that a human being will be in two conditions in this world.
یا وہ حالات اس کی مرضی کے موافق ہوں گے اور یا وہ حالات اس کی مرضی کے موافق نہیں ہوں گے.
Either that condition will be according to his liking or that condition that he is in will not be according to his liking.
اور یہ ہر انسان کے ساتھ طے ہے.
And this is specified and prescribed for every human being.
اس میں کسی کی خصوصیت نہیں ہے کہ کوئی غریب ہوگا تو وہ یہ حالات سے دوچار ہوگا، کوئی بے پڑھا لکھا ہوگا تو وہ ان حالات سے دوچار ہوگا، کوئی کسی خاص کنٹری میں ہوگا تو وہ ان حالات سے دوچار ہوگا. آپ کسی انسان کے بارے میں نہیں دیکھیں گے کہ اس کو ایکسپشن ہے اس میں، اس کو سرا اور برا، اس کو خوشی اور ناخوشی، ان دونوں حالات سے گزرنا ہی گزرنا ہے.
That you will find that you will not find that a person is always in adversity all the time, or in prosperity all the time, or in sickness all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed that he has created the prosperity and adversity for every human being, and every human being will have to go through that.
تو ان دونوں طرح کے حالات سے جب گزرنا طے ہے تو اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ یہ حالات آدمی کے اختیار میں نہیں ہیں.
So when a person realizes that he has to go through this phase, then he realizes that things are not in his control. It is not because of his choice.
ایک ہیں اعمال اور ایک ہیں حالات. اعمال تو ہمیں اختیار کے دیے گئے اور حالات ہمارے اختیار سے باہر رکھے گئے. ایک ہیں اعمال اور ایک ہیں حالات. اعمال ہمارے اختیار میں دیے گئے کہ یہ عمل کرو یہ نہ کرو، اور حالات ہمارے اختیار میں نہیں دیے گئے.
One is actions and one is the conditions. With regard to the actions, we have been given the choice. But with regard to conditions, we don't have that choice. That what condition is going to prevail over us, we don't have that choice.
ہم اپنی مرضی سے پیدا نہیں ہوتے، اپنی مرضی سے مرتے نہیں.
We are not born because of our choice, and neither do we die because of our choice.
ہم اپنی مرضی سے جوان نہیں ہوتے، اپنی مرضی سے بوڑھے نہیں ہوتے.
We don't become young by our choice, and neither do we become old by our choice.
اگر انسانوں کو ان کے بوڑھے ہونے میں اختیار ہوتا تو کسی ایک کا بھی بال سفید نہ ہوتا.
If man had the choice of to become old, then you would find that none would have had white hair.
اپنے اختیار سے ہم غنی نہیں ہوتے اور اپنے اختیار سے فقیر نہیں ہوتے.
We do not become rich because of our own choice, neither do we become poor by our own choice.
ہم اپنی مرضی سے تندرست نہیں ہوتے، اپنی مرضی سے بیمار نہیں ہوتے.
Good health is not because of our choice, and sickness is not because of our choice.
عزت اور بے عزتی یہ بھی ہمارے اختیار میں نہیں ہے.
Respect, honor, dignity, disgrace, humility, being defamed, this is also not in our control.
شادیوں کا ہونا نہیں ہونا یہ ہمارے بس میں نہیں ہے.
To be married, not to be married is not in our control.
شادی ہو گئی تو اولاد ہو یا نہ ہو یہ ہمارے بس میں نہیں.
After getting married, whether we're going to have children, kids or not, this also is not in our control.
اولاد ہو تو لڑکے ہمارے بس میں، نہ لڑکی ہمارے بس میں. یہاں بولی میں یشاؤ اناتا و یہاں بولی میں یشاؤ بکور.
And when you have kids also, it is not because of our own doing, our choice that, okay, I'm going to have a boy or I want to have girls. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهَبُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, you know, boys to whom He wants, He gives girls to whom He wants.
أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ.
Or sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can leave the woman barren also, you see.
تو جب یہ حالات ہیں کہ حالات انسان کے اختیار میں نہیں ہیں تو بہت سے حالات اس کی مرضی کے موافق چل رہے ہوتے ہیں اور بہت سے حالات اس کی مرضی کے موافق نہیں چل رہے ہوتے ہیں.
So when a person realizes that these are not in his control, the conditions are not, and sometimes you will find that conditions are favorable to him and sometimes conditions are not favorable to him.
اب جو ایمان والا ہے اس کو کچھ بیسک باتیں بتائی ہوئی ہیں اللہ پاک نے.
Just check the speaker. It's on upstairs.
جو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ پر ایمان لانے والے بندے ہیں ان ایمان لانے والے بندوں کو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے کچھ ایسی باتیں بتائی بھی ہیں بیسک اور اصولی کہ وہ ان حالات میں بیلنس رہتے ہیں.
The commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown, you know, to mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has desired from us that we be content with it and we live within that.
جو بےمان ہے چونکہ اس کو نہیں معلوم ہے تو وہ انبیلنس ہو جاتا ہے.
Because people do not have iman, they do not have belief, they do not have faith, so that is why they do not understand they are unbalanced.
جب آدمی کے حالات قابو سے باہر ہوتے ہیں اس کی مرضی کے نہیں ہونے کی وجہ سے تو اس کے اور اس کے پاس ایمان نہیں ہے تو وہ ڈپریشن کا شکار ہو جاتا ہے.
So when conditions are against a person's temperament, against his, you know, desires, and because he does not possess that quality of iman in him, of faith in him, of belief in him, this is when they fall into depression.
اور پھر اس کے بعد میں وہ اقدامات کرتا ہے, وہ اعمال کر دیتا ہے جو اس کا نتیجہ اور ثمرہ ہوتے ہیں کہ اعتبار سے دنیا میں اپنے آپ کو تباہ کر لیتا ہے. آپ دیکھیں گے کہ اسی لیے مسلمانوں میں یہ واقعات بہت کم ہوتے ہیں کہ کوئی مسلمان ڈپریشن کی وجہ سے اپنی خودکشی کیا ہو. یہ خال خال ہوتا ہے, ہزاروں لاکھوں میں کسی کے ساتھ واقعہ پیش آتا ہے.
So because the person does not possess the quality of iman, faith or belief, then when he goes through these conditions, what happens is that then he starts doing things that will, you know, will harm him physically also. That will harm him physically, even to the extent he might take his own life. Now you will find that in the Muslim ummah, you will find very, very few cases, very, very few instances where people will commit suicide because of depression.
اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے میرے دوستو ہمارے لیے دنیا میں جینے اور آخرت میں کامیاب ہونے دونوں جگہ کے اصول دے دیے ہیں کہ جو آدمی اسلام کو یاد رکھے گا, اسلامی ہدایات کو یاد رکھے گا, وہ یہاں بھی پریشان نہیں ہوگا, وہاں بھی پریشان نہیں ہوگا.
اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, our creator, has, you know, put us into this world, and Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ has put certain commandments also, and we have to live in this world, and there is a life of the hereafter also, there is a life of the hereafter. So when a person will stay within the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated for him, within the boundaries of Islam, then he will realize that there will be difficulty in this world and there will be difficulties in the hereafter also.
چونکہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو اللہ نے رحمت للعالمین بنا کے بھیجا, وما ارسلناک الا رحمۃ للعالمین, تو پھر اس رحمت والے نبی کے جو امتی ہوں گے اگر وہ اصولوں پر رہیں گے تو دنیا میں بھی رحمت میں ہوں گے, آخرت میں بھی رحمت میں ہوں گے.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy to all mankind. And if a human being stays within the teachings, within the boundaries of what has been taught by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this will be a means of rahmat, mercy for him here and in the hereafter also.
اس لیے ان باتوں کا مذاکرہ ہمارے لیے ضروری ہے کہ اگر یہ مستحضر نہیں رہیں تو جیسے دوسرے لوگ متاثر ہو جاتے ہیں ہم بھی ایسی باتوں سے متاثر ہو جاتے ہیں. اگر دین ہمارا مستحضر رہا, یاد رہا, انشاءاللہ تعالی ہمارے اوپر تاثر نہیں آئے گا.
If we are conscious of this fact at all times, then, you know, we will not fall into that part of that depression that other people are falling. But because sometimes we are not conscious of this, that conditions are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have to abide by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens is that that's why we fall into that.
ایک چیز ہمارے ایمانیات میں ہے جس کو ہم قضا اور قدر کہتے ہیں.
One thing from our belief is that what we call qada and qadar.
और जब तक आदमी कदर पर ईमान नहीं लाता उस वक्त तक ईमान की बाउंड्री में नहीं आता.
Until and unless a person does not believe in predestination, then he cannot be a true believer.
क्योंकि ईमान लाने के लिए सात चीजें जरूरी हैं, उसमें से एक चीज कदर भी है, तकदीर पर ईमान भी है.
To have correct iman, to have correct belief, to have correct faith, is to believe in seven things. And one of the seven things is to have iman, if you have belief in predestination.
وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ کہ جو بھی اچھا برا ہوتا ہے وہ اللہ کی طرف سے ہوتا ہے.
وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ that whatever has been destined, good or bad, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اور قرآن پاک میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کی وجہ بتا دی کہ یہ جو چیز تمہارے لیے طے کر دی گئی پھر تمہیں انفارم کیا جا رہا ہے کہ طے کر دی گئی ہے تو اس کا فائدہ کیا ہے.
And in the Quran it has been mentioned and we have been informed that this has been prescribed for you. It has been prescribed for you, so we have no choice in the matter.
جیسے اللہ نے فرمایا کہ وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran. Whatever calamity befalls you, this has been written down. This has been written down. And why has it been written down? And why has it been mentioned to you? لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ. So that you don't become despondent of what you have missed, or you know what has befallen you. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. And neither should you become so happy, you know, that of what has been given to you. This has been given to you by Allah, and the condition that you are in, that is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Happy ke bajaye proudy bolo.
Proud, haughty, you know, lots of you become haughty, arrogant, and boastful about it.
Iska matlab ye banta hai ki yakeenan kuch cheezein aise aayengi ki tumhari marzi ke muafiq nahi hongi, ya to milenge nahi wo, aur ya fir wo milne ke baad miss ho jayenge.
So you should not become happy of, you know, of getting something from Allah, from getting something, or sometimes you will get something and then it will be taken away from you also.
So जब ये बात होती है तो इंसान को अपनी तरफ से ये तय करना होता है कि मेरे मंशे के मुआफिक हालात हों या मंशे के मुआफिक ना हो मैं खुश हूँ.
So person has to determine himself. He has to make this resolution himself that sometimes condition will be for me and sometimes conditions will be against me, I have to accept it.
کیونکہ جو میرا خالق ہے جو میرا مالک ہے جو پوری کائنات کا خالق ہے اور مالک ہے اس کو یہ رائٹ ہے کہ وہ جو چاہے تصرف کرے.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is our creator and we are his creation. He has the right of prescribing or determining my fate.
آپ کو زمین خریدتے ہیں پھر اس پر آپ نے مکان بنانے کا ارادہ کیا تو آپ خود اپنی طرف سے یہ تجویز کرتے ہیں کہ یہاں میں باتھ روم بناؤں گا یہاں پہ لیونگ روم بناؤں گا یہاں پہ ڈائننگ روم بناؤں گا یہاں پہ بیڈ روم بناؤں گا تو کبھی زمین کے کسی پیس کو آپ نے یہ نہیں دیکھا ہوگا کہ جہاں آپ نے باتھ روم بنایا ہو وہ شکایت کرے کہ صاحب آپ نے ہمیں اس کام کے لیے چنا ہے.
When you build a house, when you are building a home,
buying پہلے زمین کا مالک بن جاتا ہے.
When you become the owner of the piece of land and on that piece of land you intend building a house and then when you start building a house this is you know you have demarcated this is where the bathroom is going to be, this is where the living room is going to be, this is where the bedroom is going to be, this is where the kitchen is going to be. He said you are determining everything. And when you determine everything, you know the bathroom will not complain that why have you put me here, or the kitchen will not complain why have you put me here. You have determined all these things.
کیوں اس لیے کہ آپ اس کے مالک ہیں آپ کو حق بنتا ہے کہ آپ جس چیز کو جہاں چاہے مصلحت سمجھے رکھیں.
You are the owner of it, so you have the right of decreeing how you want it.
So hamare bhi Allah malik hain.
So Allah is also our creator.
Hamare khaliq hain Allah.
He is our creator. Allah is our owner and he is the creator.
Aur hamare hakim Allah hain.
And he is the governor. He governs over us.
Aur hamare rab Allah hain ki hamari sari zaruratein unse mutalliq hain.
And he is our sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, and he fulfills all our needs.
So, اسی صورت میں ان کو یہ حق بنتا ہے کہ ہمارے لیے جس طرح کے حالات کو وہ مناظر سمجھیں وہ طے کریں.
So it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to believe in that the way he feels fit, he feels deep, what our necessities and needs are, that is the way he's going to prescribe.
یہ اللہ کے حقوق میں سے ہے.
This is from the rights of Allah.
لوگ سمجھتے ہیں کہ اللہ کا حق صرف یہ ہے کہ توحید ہو ان کے ساتھ کسی کو شریک نہ کیا جائے.
Some people think that you know that the right of Allah is just to believe in His unity, in His oneness, and to not associate any partner with Him.
نہیں علماء نے لکھا ہے کہ جیسے توحید اللہ کا حق ہے ویسے ہی تفویض اللہ کا حق ہے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کو آپ کو سپرد کرنا پڑے گا کہ پوری کائنات میں آپ کی جو مرضی ہو آپ تصرف کریں گے.
Just as tawheed is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similarly it is the right of Allah to tawheed me to give over yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have this belief that I am in total control by the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah se mangne ki to ijazat hai ki aap Allah se mange.
You have the permission to request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask from Allah.
Bakiya jo aapne manga wo milna compulsory nahi hai kyunki Allah aapka koi karza baate nahi hai.
And perchance if you have requested and you have asked and you have made dua, then it is not compulsory for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond to your prayers and your requests by granting it to you.
Uski wajah se aadmi ko ye zaruri hota hai ki Allah tbarak wa ta'ala se mange to sahi, lekin natija kya hoga, milega nahi milega, wo meri maslahat hai, wo jante hain mere liye wo maslahat hai ya nahi hai. Agar maslahat hogi to de bhi denge, agar maslahat hogi to nahi bhi denge. To dena bhi maslahat hai, na dena bhi maslahat hai.
And when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know whether it is beneficial for us or not. So if it is beneficial for us, and it is not necessary for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us. If he feels that there is benefit for us in giving us something, then he will give it to us. But sometimes if he feels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that, you know, that there is no benefit for us, it may be harmful for us, and then he will withhold it from us. So we don't have to, you know, we cannot question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
علماء نے لکھا ہے کہ ساری بیمداری مصیبت یہاں سے آتی ہے کہ ہم پہلے سے تجویز کر لیتے ہیں, یعنی طے کر لیتے ہیں کہ یہ چیز ایسا ہونی چاہیے.
See, the root problem of everything is that we have set certain goals and we have prescriptions that we want things done this way.
اور وہ اختیار میں تو ہے نہیں ہمارے.
And that's not in our choice.
اور یہ معلوم نہیں کہ مقدر میں بھی ہے یا نہیں ہے.
And we don't know whether that has been determined for us, determined for us or not.
اور جب بعد میں پتا چلتا ہے کہ مقدر میں نہیں ہے تو پریشان ہو جاتے ہیں.
And afterwards when we come to find out that this has not been decreed for us, that's when we become, you know, worried.
کتنے لوگوں کو ہم نے دیکھا کہ بس انہوں نے طے کر لیا کہ مجھے فلاں بچے سے شادی کرنی.
How many people have desired and made the intention, I want to marry a certain girl.
ہمارے شریعہ بورڈ میں روز آنا کال آتے ہیں.
Sheikh is mentioning our Sharia board, always we get this call.
اور کتنی لڑکیوں کو دیکھا وہ طے کرتے ہیں کہ بس اس لڑکے سے شادی کریں.
And how many girls have made up their mind that I just want to get married to this boy.
اب پوچھتے اس کے بعد میں یہ ہے کہ میں اس کے بغیر زندہ نہیں رہ سکتا.
And both of them will say, you know, that I cannot live without them. I cannot live without him or her.
اور اس کے پیرنٹس راضی نہیں ہیں.
But the parents are not happy.
اور وہ یوں کہہ رہی ہے کہ جب تک پیرنٹس راضی نہیں ہوں گے میں نہیں شادی کرتی.
And then he himself says, as long as the parents are not happy, I'm not going to get married.
اب کوئی ایسی دعا بتاؤ کہ اس کے پیرنٹس کا بھی دل بدلے, اس کا بھی دل بدلے.
So they come to the Sheikh and they tell the Sheikh, show us such a prayer that when we will say this prayer, that the hearts of the parents will change.
یہ سلسلہ روز آنا چلتا ہے ہمارے پاس.
These matters come daily to us.
پڑھنے والے بچے کسی خاص سبجیکٹ کو اپنے لیے طے کرتے ہیں کہ بس کروں گا تو یہ نہیں تو نہیں.
Some students will find that I'm going to study this, otherwise I'm not going to study anything else.
رات دن کی زندگی میں ہمارے مشاہدات ہیں کہ ہم اپنی طرف سے ایک چیز طے کر لیتے ہیں, یہ ہونا چاہیے.
See, day and night we see this, you know, we have targeted certain things that we are going to do this and nothing else.
ہمیں کیا پتا کہ ہمارے وہ مقدر میں ہے بھی کیا نہیں ہے.
What do we know, my respected brothers and sisters, whether that has been written for us or not?
اگر ہوگا تو اللہ پاک اس کے اسباب بنا دیں گے.
If it has been written for us, then Allah will facilitate the means for it.
اور اگر نہیں ہوگا تو آپ پوری دنیا کھنگال ڈالیے, آپ کو نہیں ملنے والی ہے.
And if it has not been written for us, you can turn the whole world upside down, it will not come to you.
ما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك وما أخطأت لم يكن ليصيبك.
Whatever befalls you, you cannot run away from it. You know, and whatever has gone away from you, you will not be able to get it.
اور حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ ان اصابك شیئن فلا تقل لو انی فعلت لکان کذا وکذا ولکن قل قدر اللہ وما شاء فعل فان لو تفتح عمل الشیطان. اگر کوئی چیز تمہیں پہنچ جائے تو یہ نہ بولو کہ اگر میں ایسا کرتا تو ایسا ہوتا, یہ نہ بولا کرو کہ اگر میں ایسا کرتا تو ایسا ہوتا, بلکہ یہ کہو کہ اللہ نے مقدر فرمایا اور جو اللہ نے چاہا کیا, اور اگر تم اگر کی عادت ڈالو گے تو شیطان کا دروازہ کھل جائے گا.
Sheikh has mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah SAW where Rasulullah mentioned that if something happens to you, do not say, oh, if I had done this, then this would have happened. If I had done that, then that would have been the result of it. He said, because by saying if, by using the word if, this is the door for shaitan, this is the means of shaitan tricking you and leading you astray. When certain condition comes over you, you must say, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for me, and mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He wishes.
अगर कोई काम होना है, करना है आपको, तो उससे पहले जितनी पॉसिबिलिटीज हैं आप उसमें कोशिश कीजिए. हो सकता है इससे हो जाए काम, हो सकता है इससे हो जाए, हो सकता है इससे हो जाए, हो सकता है. लेकिन कोई वाकया हो गया तो वाकया होने के बाद में तकदीर सामने आ गई, अब उसके ऊपर कोई क्वेश्चन आंसर नहीं होता.
See, when you intend doing something, yes, you can take certain precautions and you can be show consideration to certain things. Okay, I have to do it this way, I have to do it that way, certain thing you can. But once you do it and then the outcome may be different or not according to your liking, whatever the result is of that, then you have to accept it that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
आम तौर पर होता यह है कि किसी रिश्तेदार का इंतकाल हो गया, किसी के लड़के का, लड़की का, बीवी का, माँ का, बाप का. अब एक दवाखाने में उसको शरीक किया था, तो सारे दोस्त आके बोलेंगे, अरे कहाँ शरीक किया था? वो दवाखाने. अरे यार, वो दवाखाने में तो जो जाता है मर के जाता है, तू दूसरे दवाखाने में क्यों नहीं देगा?
See, sometimes you will find it from other relatives, and you know, if somebody has passed away, whether it's the mother or the sister or the brother, and you know, and this relative happened to be in a certain hospital, and they passed away in a certain hospital, you know, and people will come and ask you, you know, where did they pass away? You say certain hospital. They say, oh, why did you send to that hospital? Whoever goes there, they come back dead, you know, they never come back alive. You should have rather taken to the other hospital. See, this.
अब एलोपैथिक का इलाज कर रहे थे तो बोले होम्योपैथिक क्यों नहीं कर रहे थे? होम्योपैथिक का इलाज कर रहे थे तो भाई यूनानी इलाज करके देखना था. यूनानी इलाज किया तो भाई कुछ जंतर मंतर पढ़ के देखना था. 50,000 किस्म की बातें बाद में होती है जब एक आदमी मर चुका है. भाई ये सारे ऑप्शन और ये सारी पॉसिबिलिटीज पहले देखने की होती है, उसके बाद में नहीं देखा जाता. जो मुकद्दर में था वही सामने आया, वो टलने वाली चीज नहीं थी.
See, sometimes a person has passed away, and you know, say, why didn't you try natural medicine? Why didn't you try homeopathy? Or why didn't you try Ayurvedic medicine? Or, you know, a treatment, you should have tried this treatment, you should have tried that treatment, or like today, the Chinese, what do they do? Acupuncture, you know. So, all these things. But if a person has died, no one's use, you know, mentioning all these things.
Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi ne likha hai, Buzurg hai, bahut bade alim. Unhone farmaya ki jab koi bimar ho jata hai hamare rishtedaron mein, mere azizon mein, to main bahut bechain ho jata hu. ये भी कोशिश करता हूँ, वो भी करता हूँ, वो भी करता हूँ, वो भी करता हूँ, लेकिन जब वो मर जाता है तो मुझे तसल्ली हो जाती है कि भाई यही कहता.
One of the great scholars of India in the last century also, Ashraf Ali Khani Rahimullah Ta'ala, he used to say that when some of the relatives in my family used to get sick, I used to become very concerned, and I used to worry and have, you know, worry and concern about it all the time. But when he used to pass away, then I used to become very relaxed and content.
क्योंकि जो तय था वो आ गया. और ये हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम बच्चों को सिखा देते थे, सहाबा किराम में छोटे बच्चे इस यकीन को ले लेते थे.
एंड दिस बिलीफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम यूज्ड टू टीच द लिटिल चिल्ड्रन ऑफ द सहाबा किराम एंड दे यूज्ड टू टेक इट फ्रॉम हिम आल्सो.
इब्न अब्बास रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हुमा से हुजूर ने फरमाया कि या गुलाम इन्नी उअल्लिमुका कलिमातिन फहफज़हुन्ना. लड़के, मैं तुझे कुछ बातें सिखाता हूँ तो याद रख लेना.
When Abdullah ibn Abbas, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach him, he was a very young boy at that time, and oh young boy, I'm going to teach you a few things, I'm going to, you know, tell you certain things, protecting and safeguarding.
فرمایا کہ احفظ اللہ یحفظک. Allah ko yaad rakho, Allah tumhe yaad rakhega.
First thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you remember Allah and Allah will remember you.
احفظ اللہ تجدہ تجاہک. Allah ko yaad rakho to Allah ko apne saamne paoge.
You remember Allah and you will find Allah in front of you all the time.
He farmaya ke walam idha sa'alta fas'alillah wa idha sta'anta fasta'in billah. Mango to Allah se mango, madad chaho to Allah se madad chaho.
Rasul sallam told him that if you have any need, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Phir us waqt farmaya ke walam anna al ummata law ijtama'at ala an yanfa'uka bi shay'in lan yanfa'uka illa bi shay'in qad katabahu Allah lak. इसको याद रख लो कि पूरी इंसानियत मिलकर तुम्हें कोई नफा पहुंचाना चाहे नहीं नफा पहुंचा सकती, मगर वही जो अल्लाह ने तुम्हारे लिए तय फरमाया है.
And then Rasulullah told him that, oh Ibn Abbas, remember, if the whole of mankind gets together and they wish to benefit you, to give you some benefit, you know, remember they will not be able to benefit you unless that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated for you.
ولو اجتمعوا على ان يضروك بشيء لن يضروك الا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الاقلام وجفت الصحف. اور اگر سارے متفق ہو جائیں کہ تمہیں کوئی نقصان پہنچا دیں تو نہیں نقصان پہنچا سکتے مگر وہی جو اللہ نے تمہارے لیے طے فرمایا ہے تم پر طے فرما دیا ہے. قلم لکھ کے اٹھ چکے ہیں اپنی جگہ پر سے اور سیاہی جس سے لکھا گیا وہ خشک ہو چکی ہے.
The whole of mankind gets together and they wish to harm you, remember they will not be able to harm you but whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. And also remember, O Ibn Abbas, that the pen has been lifted and the ink has been dried out, has gone dry.
So isliye ek cheez hame jo batayi gayi wo hai taqdeer par iman.
So one thing that we have learned is to have iman on taqdeer.
Aur dusri cheez ye hai ki Allah pak hakeem hai.
And other thing that we have learned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakeem, is all wise.
وَفِعْلُ الْحَكِيمِ لَا يَخْلُو عَنِ الْحِكْمَةِ. اور حکیم کا کوئی کام حکمت سے خالی نہیں ہو سکتا.
And the actions of a person that possesses wisdom is not without any wisdom.
اللہ کا کوئی کام حکمت سے خالی نہیں ہو سکتا.
There is no doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is without wisdom. There is some wisdom in it.
اسی وجہ سے اہل سنت والجماعت کے عقیدے میں ہے کہ عبد سے اللہ سبحان ہے, عبد کام کرنے سے, عبد بات بولنے سے اللہ پاک سبحان ہے.
This is aqeedah of the اہل سنت والجماعت that you know عبد something that is no value, useless, and this is from
اللہ پاک ہے اس بات سے.
Allah is pure from all that.
تو اب ظاہر ہے کہ ہر چیز طے اللہ کی طرف سے ہے اور اللہ حکیم ہے تو ہر طے کرنے میں اللہ کی حکمت ہے.
That everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of wisdom and everything that is prescribed for you there is some wisdom in there also.
اور تیسری ایک چیز ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ ایمان والوں سے اللہ محبت کرتا ہے.
And the third thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those that believe.
اللہ ولی الذین آمنوا, اللہ ایمان والوں کا ولی.
Allah is the protector, Allah is the friend of those that believe.
يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, کہ ان کو ظلمتوں سے نکال کے نور کی طرف لاتا ہے.
He takes them out from the darkness and brings them to the light.
جتنے ایمان والے ہیں, گنہگار ہوں, نیک ہوں, اللہ پاک ان سے محبت فرماتا ہے.
All the believers, they may be sinners, you know, but as long as they have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has some love and affection for them.
اور اللہ نے فرمایا ایمان والوں سے کہ ایمان والے اللہ سے سب سے زیادہ محبت رکھتے ہیں. والذین آمنوا اشد حبا للہ, ایمان والے سب سے زیادہ محبت اللہ سے کرتے ہیں.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that those that possess the true faith that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else.
So ایمان والوں میں اور اللہ میں محبت کا رشتہ ہے.
So the relationship and the connection between those that believe and the creator is because of the iman, the belief in one another.
تو اللہ پاک جب محبت کرتے ہیں ایمان والے سے اور ان کے ہر کام میں حکمت ہے اور تقدیر انہوں نے بنائی ہے تو ان کی جو تقدیر ہوگی اور اس میں جو حکمت ہوگی وہ بندے کے فیور میں ہی ہوگی.
Because the person has this belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he realizes that everything is determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of the firm faith that he has and he is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah makes everything easy for him.
اور اللہ کا ایک نظام یہ ہے کہ ایمان والوں کو اس دنیا میں تھوڑی بہت سزائیں ان کے بدعملی کی دیتا رہوں گا تاکہ جب میرے پاس وہ آئیں تو ان کو کسی قسم کی تکلیف اٹھانا نہ پڑے.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator in his infinite mercy, he sometimes let the believers go through a little bit difficulty in this world for this reason that when they come to me they are clear of everything and they will not have to experience any difficulty in the
hereafter. فرمایا کہ لا يزال المؤمن تميله الرياء, ایمان والے کو حادثات کی اور تکلیفوں کی ہوائیں ایک دوسرے کی طرف جھکاتے رہتے ہیں.
That is why Rasul mentioned that that difficulties and that it comes and goes upon the believers in this world.
کیونکہ اس کے گناہوں کو معاف کرنا ہے.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive all his sins in this
world. اور یہ نہیں چاہتے اللہ تعالیٰ کہ جب وہ آخرت میں آئے تو اس پر گناہوں کا بوجھ ہو.
Allah does not desire that when he comes in the hereafter that he should have a burden of sins.
ایک بہت عجیب واقعہ کتابوں میں لکھا ہے.
The one strange incident that is written in the books.
ایک بہت ہی نیک متقی پرہیزگار آدمی, اس کے انتقال کا وقت آیا.
There was a very pious person whose time came to leave this world.
ان کے خادم ان کے پاس میں تھے.
His servants, his assistants were around him.
تو پوچھا ان سے کہ آپ کو کچھ چیز چاہیے, جب ان کی نزا کا عالم تھا پوچھا کچھ چاہیے تو کہا کہ ہاں پانی ٹھنڈا پینے کو طبیعت چاہ رہی.
So when the last moments of his life were the last throes of his life, So the people around him asked him, do you desire anything? So he said, yes, I desire some cold water to drink.
तो एक सुराही के अंदर उस जमाने में सुराहियों का सिस्टम था तो वो सुराही में पानी ठंडा रखा हुआ था खादिम जब पानी लेने के लिए गया तो वो सुराही हाथ से छूटी और वो जमीन पे गिरी और वो पानी खत्म हो गया और इसी नजा के आलम में उनका इंतकाल हो गया
सो शेयर इज मेंशनिंग दैट दोस डेज दे हैड लिटिल यू नो वाटर कूलर वेयर इन मीन दे यूज्ड टू कीप सम वाटर एंड दे हैड अ ग्लास ऑफ वाटर इन दैट इट वाज द स्कूल सो एज द वन ऑफ द असिस्टेंट्स वाज कमिंग विद द वाटर You know, he fell and the glass broke and the water with this thing and he could not get the cold water to drink, you see. And in that moment, the person that requested for the cold water, he also died.
लोगों ने सोचा कि पता नहीं क्या अल्लाह तबारक व तआला की मसलहत थी बेचारा इतना नेक था मगर पानी भी ठंडा नहीं पी सका और इंतकाल कर गया
सो पीपल वर वंडरिंग एट दैट टाइम दैट दिस पर्सन हु पास्ड अवे ही वाज अ वेरी पायस पर्सन एंड ही वाज नॉट इवन एबल टू ड्रिंक द कोल्ड वाटर बिफोर ही लेफ्ट दिस वर्ल्ड यू नो What was the reason? What happened?
और उसी के घर के बाजू एक काफिर रहता था.
And next to him there was an infidel, an unbeliever that was living next to him.
और उसके भी वो भी बीमार हो गया.
And he was also sick.
और जब उसके मरने का वक्त आया तो उसके खानदान वालों ने पूछा कि आपकी कोई ख्वाहिश है?
So when his time came to leave this world, time came to die, so his family people, the unbeliever, his family people asked him that, do you have any desire?
उसने कहा हाँ मुझे जो है ना मुझे तली हुई मछली खाने का शौक हो रहा
He said, yeah, I also have a desire to eat. I also want to have some fried fish.
उसने कहा कि भाई ये कौन सा वक्त है फ्राइड फिश खाने का मगर ये कि बस उसको ख्वाहिश हुई अल्लाह का निजाम देखिए कि ये बात हो रही थी रसना में एक मछली बेचने वाला आया खानदान वालों ने मछली खरीदी उसको फ्राई किया जैसे उसने उसके चंद पीस खाए वो मर गया
So the people told him that this is your last moment in this world. What do you want to eat for a fried fish for? But he said, it so happened that at that time a person was coming and he was selling fish. So they bought the fish, they fried it, and they fed him a few pieces from there, and then he died.
अब सोचने वालों सोचा कि भाई ये तो नान रिवर था मगर उसको अगर मछली की तमन्ना हो रही है तो वो भी पूरी की जा रही है और ये बेचारा नमाज रोजा पढ़ते पढ़ते अपने सर पे गट्टे लगा लिया मरते वक्त में पानी की ख्वाहिश हुई तो वो भी नहीं पी सका
So people were amazed that this on the one side is a non-believer who did not believe in Allah and yet all his desires were fulfilled and he wanted to have fish before he died and he was able to eat fish and then he died. On the other hand, on this side, a believer who was punctual in his prayers and who was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that even the mark of sajda was on his head, he was not able to drink the cold water that he desired before he died. So what is this?
ये वाकया जिस जगह पर पेश आया वहाँ एक अल्लाह के वली रहते थे
So this incident where it happened, there was a very pious servant in that locality, very, you know, one attached to Allah.
उनके ख्वाब में एक शख्स आया और कहने लगा कि आपको पता है कि ये दो आदमियों के साथ में क्या हादसा हुआ
So in the dream he saw that somebody came to him and mentioned that, do you know what happened between these two people?
और बताया उसने कि जिस मोमिन का इंतकाल प्यास की हालत में हुआ सिर्फ उसकी एक लफ्जिश बाकी थी एक गुनाह बाकी था बकिया सब पाक था वो अल्लाह चाहते थे कि उसकी ख्वाहिश को नुकसान उसकी ख्वाहिश एक तोड़ के वो गुनाह का कफारा कर दिया जाए और जब वो अल्लाह के पास पहुंचे तो बिल्कुल पाक साफ हो और वो जिसने मछली खाई थी उसका मामला ये था कि वो चूंकि बेईमान था तो दुनिया वालों के साथ उसने एक अच्छा सलूक किया था और अल्लाह चाहते थे कि उसको दुनिया में निमटा दें उसकी उस ख्वाहिश को पूरा करने के जरिए से अल्लाह ने उसको निमटा दिया
सो दिस पायस पर्सन दैट इंटरप्रेटेड दिस थिंग द हैपनिंग ऑफ दिस ही मेंशनड दैट बिलीवर हु पास्ड अवे वाज नॉट बीइंग एबल टू ड्रिंक द कोल्ड वाटर सो यू नो सो ही मेंशनड टू द पर्सन दैट ही वन सिन ऑफ हिज वाज लेफ्ट One sin that he had committed and that sin needed to be forgiven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to deprive him of the cold water in this world, make him go through a little bit difficulty, so that when he goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be sinless. He will be sinless. On the other hand, the non-believer who was able to eat the fish before he died according to his desires, he did some good action in this world to certain people at that time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to repay him in this world for it. Because there is no reward for them in the hereafter, you see. So before he could leave this world, Allah repaid him for that good little good deed which he had did, because there is nothing for him in the hereafter.
इसीलिए हज़रत आयशा رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتی ہیں کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ ایمان والے کو کوئی تکلیف پہنچتی ہے اللہ پاک اس کے گناہوں کا کفارہ فرماتے ہیں
That's why Aisha رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, the beloved wife of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, she said that if any difficulty befalls a mu'min, It is a means of expiation of sins, the washing away of sins.
Hatta shaukata tushakuha. Ek kaanta bhi usko chubhe, wo bhi uske gunah ka kafara banta.
Even a little thorn that pricks him, even through that our sins are forgiven.
یہاں تک فرمایا کہ حتیٰ کہ اگر کسی نے اپنے ایک جیب میں کچھ سامان رکھا اور اس کو تلاش کیا دوسرے جیب میں اور نہ ملنے کی وجہ سے گھبرا گیا کہ میں نے چیز کہاں رکھی, جیسے ہم اپنی کیز اور چابی وغیرہ گاڑیوں کی چابی وغیرہ میں کرتے رہتے ہیں, میں نے اپنی چابی کہاں رکھی, پھر اس نے دوسرا جیب تلاش کیا اور اس کو مل گئی, تو اتنے سیکنڈ میں جس میں تھوڑا سا سرپرائز ہو گیا بندہ کہ میری چیز کہاں گئی, وہ بھی ایمان والے کے گناہوں کا کفارہ ہے. یہ عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے فرمایا.
The little anxiety that a person goes through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him for that also. For example, shall I give the example? If a person is looking for his keys in his pocket and he puts his hand into the wrong pocket and realizes, hey, I don't have my keys here. And for that 1-2 seconds, whatever he has, and then they say, what happened to my keys? And then when he puts his hand into the other pocket, they say, oh, my keys are here. For that little anxiety that he experienced, those few seconds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins for that also.
اس لیے مسلمان کا تو نقصان کسی حالت میں بھی نہیں.
So there is no harm for the believer at any time.
اسی لیے حضور نے فرمایا کہ عجبا لامر المؤمن ان اصابته سراء شکر وان اصابته ضراء صبر. ایمان والے کا معاملہ بڑا عجیب ہے, اگر اس کو نعمت ملتی ہے تو شکر کرتا ہے, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اس پر اس کو خوش ہو جاتے ہیں اور جزا دیتے ہیں, اور اگر تکلیف پہنچ جاتی ہے تو صبر کر لیتا ہے اور اللہ تعالیٰ اس سے خوش ہو جاتے ہیں, راضی ہو جاتے ہیں. تو اس کے لیے تکلیف آئے یا اس کے لیے نعمت آئے, یہ دونوں میں وہ سیدھا ہی رہتا ہے کہ اللہ پاک اس سے راضی رہتے ہیں اور وہ دونوں میں کماتا ہے, دونوں میں ارننگ کرتا ہے.
So, believers characteristic is such, should be such, that when any bounty comes to him, any blessing, he is blessed with anything, then he shows gratitude, he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he falls into any difficulty, any calamity befalls him, then he will persevere, he will show patience. He will show patience. By him showing patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy with him. So this is, you know, this is human being. This is how a human being should be. In times of when he's blessed by Allah, he should be grateful to Allah. And when things are not according to, you know, favorable to him, then he should have patience and he should persevere.
ہم سب جانتے ہیں میرے دوستوں کہ شکر یہ بھی ایک ایمان کی صفت ہے اور صبر یہ بھی ایک ایمان کی صفت ہے.
Shukr is also a quality of iman, and sabr and patience is also a quality of iman. Shukr means gratitude, great gratitude.
Aur jitni iman ki sifat jama hongi utne jannat ke darajat milenge.
And the more qualities of iman that we have, that much more we will get the distinction.
Aur Allah ye chahte hain ki iman ki sari sifat banda leke jaye taaki jannat ke bade bade darajat usko mile.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that the believer can take all the qualities of iman with him, so they can get many, many stages in
life. Isliye in dono halat se imtihan mein bande ko rakha gaya hai.
That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this human being in these two conditions.
Isliye iman wale ko pareshan hone ki zarurat nahi.
That is why a person with iman, he should not become despondent.
Agar hame apne iman ki baatein pakki yaad ho to kabhi hame depression na ho.
If we know our iman, our belief correctly, then we will never ever experience depression.
Kyunki iman wala to Allah se mohabbat rakhta hai.
Because a person with iman, he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Aur jo Allah se mohabbat rakhta hai to Allah ke har taqdeer pe razi hota hai.
And when he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be happy with everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described for him.
Iman wale ka to matlab mashriqi hota hai ke zinda kuni aataye tu warba kushi fidaye tu, zinda aap rakhe to aapki marzi hai, mar dale to hum aapke qurban hain.
It mentioned in this thing that if you keep us alive, it is your desire, and if you take our life, we are prepared to give our life for you.
Harche ko nahi raza hai tu, dil shuda mubtala hai tu, jo aap kare wo aapki marzi hai, dil hamara aapke qurban hai. Shayar ye kehta hai ki zinda ko nahi aata hai tu, warba kushi fida hai tu, harche ko nahi raza hai tu, dil shuda mubtala hai tu, ki aapki marzi hai. Iman wala to mohabbat mein hota hai to mohabbat mein wo Allah ki marzi ke mutabiq adjust ho jata hai. To depression ka asal ilaj تکلیف دور کرنا نہیں ہے, جس حالت میں ہے اس حالت میں ایڈجسٹ ہو جانا ہے.
Well, mentioned that, you know what, Allah, whatever this thing, person said, oh Allah, whatever you have decreed for me, I'm happy with whatever you have decreed. So a mu'min has to be happy in the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put him in. In any calamity or difficulty before him, he should not become concerned and be over worried. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
سب سے مزے کی زندگی صحابہ کی تھی.
The most beautiful of lives and the people led were the lives of the Sahaba Ikram.
So, kya Sahaba ke paas kis cheez ki wajah se zindagi maza ki thi?
Why was the lives of the Sahaba so loving to them? So beloved,
unki hayat tayyiba thi, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyiba, unki hayat tayyib thi.
Their lives that they are living here was a beautiful, a blessed life. So, blessed living.
Kya is wajah se tha ki unke paas bade bade mahal the, is wajah se tha ki wo bahut zyada khate the, is wajah se tha ki badi umda sawariyan unke paas thi, kya tha jiski wajah se unki zindagi mazey ki thi?
What was the reason that they had such blissful lives? Was it because of the homes that they possessed? Was it because of the food that they ate? Or was it because of the wealth that they possessed?
Uska secret, mere dosto, ye hai ki unhone Allah se itni mohabbat ki ki Allah tabarak wa taala ka jo faisla hota, inki marzi bhi wahi hoti thi.
The secret is that they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. So much they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything according to their liking.
Wo bhi tha, dusra ye ki unhone apne aap ko Allah ki marzi ke mutabik razi kar liya tha.
That they,
jo Allah ka faisla meri marzi bhi hui.
And their lives were such that they were happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for them.
Hatta ki agar bimari unko de di aur wo ye samajh gaye ki Allah bimari mein mujhse khush hai, to wo tandurusti nahi chahte the.
That they were such that when if they were sick and they were ill, and if they realized that Allah is happy with me in this condition, then they would not ask for cure.
Kyunki wo unko bimari mein lazzat aati thi, kyunki Allah ko wo pasand tha.
Because they would find joy in sickness, in illness, because they realized in this condition Allah is happy with me.
भूख के अंदर उनको अगर अल्लाह की खुशी मालूम होती तो उनको खाने से दिलचस्पी नहीं होती थी, भूख में मजा आता था.
If they realize that, you know, in saying hungry lies the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will not ask for food.
Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ek martaba baithe hue the apne shagirdon ke saath.
One day Ibn Abbas, the great scholar, was sitting with his students.
Unke khadim ke saath baithe hue the, to ek siyah faam aurat, ek kali aurat, ek bahut boodhi aurat aur siyah faam unke samne se guzri.
So as they were sitting down to eat, a Abyssinian woman who was not very good looking, she walked past. So Abdullah bin Abbas mentioned to the people that were around him, if any of you desire to see a woman of paradise, and look at that woman.
तो जो उनके शागिर्दों ने कहा कि आप ये कैसे फरमा रहे हैं?
So the students, you know, they say, how can you say such a thing?
फरमाया कि एक मर्तबा मैं हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के पास बैठा हुआ था.
So Ibn Abbas says that one day I was sitting in the company of Rasulullah.
ये खातून आई थी.
This woman came in the company of Rasul, in the presence of Rasulullah.
और इन्होंने ये कहा था कि अल्लाह के रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, मुझे मिर्गी की बीमारी है, मुझे फीट्स आते हैं.
So she came and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I have the sickness of epilepsy.
और फिर यह है कि जब मुझे दौरा पड़ता है उसका, तो मुझे अपने पे काबू नहीं रहता, होश नहीं रहता, मेरे कपड़े हट जाते हैं.
एंड व्हेन आई गेट द एपिलेप्टिक फिट, या ओ माय बिलोवड, ओ बिलोवड प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, आई कैन नॉट टेक कंट्रोल ऑफ माय सेल्फ, आई हैव नो कंट्रोल ओवर माय सेल्फ.
और उसकी वजह से कपड़े हट जाते हैं.
समटाइम्स माय बॉडी पार्ट्स आर एक्सपोज्ड.
तो बाद में जब मुझे मालूम होता है तो बड़ी बेइज्जती मालूम होती है.
एंड देन व्हेन आई कम बैक इनटू दिस थिंग, यू नो, आई फील वेरी अशेम्ड.
तो मेरे लिए आप दुआ कर दीजिए कि मुझे ये फिट्स ना आया करें.
सो ओ माय बिलोवड प्रॉफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, यू प्रे टू अल्लाह दैट आई डू नॉट गेट दिस एपिलेप्टिक फिट्स.
हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया कि अगर तुम चाहोगे तो मैं दुआ कर दूंगा और तुम्हें ये दौरे नहीं आया करेंगे, और अगर तुम चाहो तो मैं दुआ नहीं करूंगा और तुम्हारे लिए ये दौरे आते रहेंगे.
सो रसूलुल्लाह टोल्ड हर, इफ यू सो विश, आई कैन प्रे फॉर यू, and you will not get these epileptic fits anymore, will not make the dua, I will not say the prayer, and you will get these epileptic fits.
उन्होंने पूछा, आज क्या कहे अल्लाह के रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, इसका क्या मतलब है? यानी अगर मैं आपने दुआ नहीं की और मुझे ये दौरे आते रहे तो मुझे क्या है फिर? मुझे कुछ फायदा है उसमें?
So she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you do not pray for me and I get these epileptic fits, what is there in store for me? I mean, am I going to get any benefit out of it?
तो फरमाया कि अगर तुम इस पर सबर कर लोगी, मैं दुआ नहीं करूंगा और तुमको फिट आते रहेंगे, तुम इस पर सबर कर लोगी तो मैं जन्नत का वादा करता हूं कि तुम्हें जन्नत मिलेगी.
सो रसूल टोल्ड हर दैट इफ यू शो पेशेंस ऑन दिस कंडीशन दैट बिफॉल्स यू, आई डोंट मेक द दुआ फॉर यू, बट द कंडीशन यू हैव पेशेंस, यू परसेवियर, देन आई विल गारंटी दैट यू विल एंटर इनटू जन्नत.
तो फरमाने लगी कि अल्लाह के रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, मेरे लिए दुआ न फरमाइए और मुझे दौरे आने दीजिए ताकि मुझे अल्लाह जन्नत दे दे.
Then she told Rasulullah, don't pray for me. Never mind, let me get this epileptic first. You, as long as I can enter into paradise.
एक ख्वाहिश है कि आप ये दुआ फरमा दीजिए कि जब ये दौरे आया करें तो फिर मेरे कपड़े न हटा करें. तो हुजूर ने फरमाया कि अल्लाह जब इसको ये दौरे आया करें तो इसके कपड़े न हटा करें. उसके बाद मरने तक जितनी मर्तबा भी दौरे आए कभी उसके कपड़े नहीं हटे.
So she said, Rasulullah, only one distinct request. Just ask Allah to that when I do have an epileptic foot, my body parts should not become exposed. That is, I don't mind the epileptic foot, but only thing, my body parts must not become exposed, because sometimes there are men in it around. So Ibn Abbas said, Rasulullah made that dua, that, oh Allah, that make it such that when she has epileptic foot, her body parts should not be exposed. In other words, her clothes should not be, in a disorderly manner, whereby the body parts are exposed, you see. So Rasulullah made that dua. Ibn Abbas says, thereafter, whenever she had any epileptic foot, never ever was her body part exposed.
तो ये हालत थी उनकी कि अगर उनको पता चल गया कि हमारी बीमारी से अल्लाह राजी है तो वो तंदुरुस्ती को पसंद नहीं करते.
So this was their condition when they realized that Allah is happy in the condition that the sickness, ill condition, the illness that we are in, Allah is happy with us in that, then they never ask for cure.
उनके भूख और फाके से अल्लाह राजी है तो उनको खाना पीना आजीज नहीं था.
If they realized that Allah is happy with them in the starvation, in the hunger that they experience, they never ask for sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
असल चीज मेरे दोस्तों ये होती है कि आदमी मखलूक की मोहब्बत को अपने दिल से निकाल के अल्लाह तबारक व तआला की मोहब्बत को अपने दिल में जमाएगा और जो कायनात में हो रहा है वो अल्लाह की मर्जी से और उनकी तकदीर से हो रहा है तो फिर जो कुछ भी होता हुआ होगा उसमें अल्लाह की हिकमत को देखकर अपने आप को एडजस्ट कर लेगा, उसमें राजी हो जाएगा. किसी किस्म का बर्डन और किसी किस्म का टेंशन उसके दिमाग पे नहीं होगा. फिजिकली तकलीफ होगी, अकली कोई तकलीफ नहीं होगी.
So that's why we have to realize, my respected brothers, that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living this world. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, it is for us. So when a person has this belief, then he will come to realize that, you know, that conditions are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever condition I go through, this is for, you know, he will realize that it is maybe good for me, you see. So when he has this belief, then maybe physically he will go through a little bit difficulty. But emotionally and so forth, he will not be disturbed because he realized that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for me, and this is what is good for me. He must not attach himself to the things of this world. He must become more beloved to Allah. He must attach himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disassociate himself from the things of this world.
और ये भी एक बहुत बड़ा सबब बन जाती है नाफरमानियों की कसरत, जिससे आदमी की जिंदगी में तंगी आ जाती है.
One of the reasons that, you know, we have straitened lives is that because of excessive sinning.
Allah ne farmaya ki man a'rada an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka wa nahshuruhu yawm al-qiyamati a'ma. Jo mere dhikr se iraad karega, jo mujhe yaad nahi rakhega, jo mere ahkam ko follow nahi karega, to uski zindagi tang ho jayegi.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran, man a'rada an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka. That whosoever will turn away from me, from my remembrance, from my obedience, from my recognition, in other words, does not want to follow, does not want to accept the things that I have decreed for him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. Then he will lead a very straitened and difficult life.
اور پھر یہ نہیں ہوگا کہ یہاں تنگ جینا ہوگا. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَا. قیامت میں اس کو اندھا اٹھائیں گے.
Yeah, he will lead a very difficult life, straitened life in this world, but in the hereafter, he will be raised blind. وَنَحْشُرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَا.
قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. پروردگار آپ نے مجھے اندھا کیوں اٹھایا, وہاں تو میں دیکھتا تھا.
So he will ask the Creator there in the next life, the day of reckoning, Ya Allah, why did you resurrect me blind when in this world I was seeing?
Allah Ta'ala فرمائیں گے کہ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. دنیا میں جب میری آیتیں تیرے پاس آئیں تو تو اندھا بنا, تو جب تو میرے پاس آیا تو میں نے تجھے اندھا بنایا.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you on the day of Qiyamah that in the world my signs came to you, my message, the message came to you, but you turned away, you turned a blind eye to it. So this is how, just like you turned a blind eye in this world, here I'm going to resurrect you blind also.
اور میرے دوستو ایک اور چیز ہے ذہن میں رکھنے کی, وہ یہ کہ آدمی کی جو روح ہے وہ اس وقت تک بے چین ہوتی ہے جب تک اللہ سے اس کا صحیح کنیکشن نہ ہو جائے.
Shaykh has mentioned that the soul that we have within us, this will always be full of anxiety. It will always be worried and concerned and full of anxiety until and unless You know, if you are not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our creator, you know, and then this, the soul will always be full of anxiety.
اگر وہ اللہ سے تعلق نہیں رکھتی ہے اس کی روح تو اس کے اندر ایک بیچینی ہوگی اور پریشانی ہوگی کرب ہوگا
if the soul hasn't got a true relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then you can give this person all the wealth in this world he will not have peace of mind
اسی لئے فرمایا کہ الذین آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذکر اللہ الا بذکر اللہ تطمئن القلوب جو لوگ ایمان والے ہیں ان کا جی لگتا ہے ان کے دل مطمئن ہوتے ہیں اللہ کی یاد سے اور سن لو اس بات کو کہ اللہ کی یاد سے ہی دلوں کو اطمینان حاصل رہتا ہے
well, those that have belief, those that possess faith, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ they will become content, they will be happy with the remembrance of Allah, of believing in Allah, fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the commandments of the Creator. And remember, Allah says, Allah bidikra. And remember, the only way that you can get the contentment of heart, the peace of mind, is in the remembrance, in attaching yourself, in fulfilling the commandments of Allah.
So Allah Ta'ala se taluq sahi rehne ki wajah se halat wazni nahi hote.
So if our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is correct, then we will not find the commandments of Allah or the conditions that are not burdensome.
Aur jab halat wazni nahi hote, to tension sawar nahi hota, to tension sawar nahi hota, to depression sawar nahi hota.
Then when we realize that the conditions are not burdensome, then there will be no tension. We will have no tension, and there will be no, well, if we don't have no tension, there will be no depression also.
इसलिए कोई इलाज नहीं है इंसानियत का सिवाय दीन को फॉलो करने के कि दुनिया में भी अगर अमन चाहते हो तो दीन को फॉलो करना होगा.
So there is no
इस्लाम को फॉलो करना होगा.
There is no other way out for human being, for mankind, but to follow the deen, follow the religion that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has revealed.
न कहीं जहाँ में अमा मिली, जो अमा मिली तो कहाँ मिली? میرے جرم خانہ خراب کو تیرے عفو بندہ نواز میں یہ ضابطہ ہے کہ اللہ پاک نے امن اور سلامتی اور طمانینت اور تسلی اور صبر اور برداشت اور خوشی اور رضا یہ اسلام کو فالو کرنے میں رکھا
اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی stipulated, Allah has decreed the peace of mind, tranquility, solace, comfort, everything Allah سبحانہ وتعالی has put it in his religion, has put it in his deen
اور یہ اللہ کا ایک نظام ہے کہ جو آدمی یا دنیا میں رہ کر جنت کماتا ہے اس کا شیڈ اس کے اثرات اس دنیا میں آ کر ہر چیز اس کے لیے راحت کا اور سکون کا ذریعہ بن گئی
اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی has put a person in this world so that he can prepare for the hereafter when he makes preparation from there for the hereafter the bounties that he was going that he's going to that is going to be given to him there you know Allah سبحانہ و تعالی will give him a taste of it here in this world in other words he will be covered with the shade of the hereafter in this world also
اس واسطے کہ اگر وہاں کے لیے وہ صحیح کام کر رہا ہے تو یہاں کی چیزیں اس کو آرام کا سبب بنتی ہیں اس کے بچے اس کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنتے ہیں اس کی بیوی اس کی بات مانتی ہے اس کے ماتحت کام کرنے والے اس کو خوش رکھنے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں اس کے ساتھ جو سلوک کرنے والے ہیں اس سے محبت کرتے ہیں من اصلح فیما بینہ وبین اللہ اصلح اللہ فیما بینہ وبین الناس جب جنت کما رہا ہوتا ہے بندہ تو اس کا جو شیڈ اور اثر پڑتا ہے ہر چیز سے اس کو راحت ملتی رہتی ہے اور جب بندہ جہنم کما رہا ہوتا ہے یہاں سے تو جو اس کی حرارت ہے جو اس کا بھپکا ہے اس کے اثرات ہر چیز میں آتے ہیں تو پھر اولاد بھی زد کرتی ہے پھر بیوی بھی زد کرتی ہے بیوی کو اس کا شوہر تک پہنچاتا ہے دوستوں سے آدمی کو ٹیزنگ ہوتی رہتی ہے انوائرمنٹ پورا یہاں سے وہاں تک زہریلا ہو جاتا ہے یہ سارا اثر اس کا ہوتا ہے کہ اعمال اتنے گندے ہو گئے کہ وہاں کا شیڈ یہ آ رہا ہے
So when a person attaches himself to Allah, when he does actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when his relationship between him and Allah, the distance between him and Allah is correct, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects his affairs between him and the people also. Everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with children that will be a coolness of his eyes, with an obedient wife, with people that around him will assist him, who will look to benefit him also. If he's an owner of a company, CEO, he will have such staff and people who will want to you know benefit him and profit him also. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him you know favorable in the eyes of people. Everybody will respect him. But on the other hand, because why Allah has made this? Because he is trying to please Allah. He is trying to please Allah, he is being obedient to Allah. So Allah will make everything, Allah will give him a little bit of that shade of what is coming from paradise. On the other hand, a person leads a life where he's totally disobedient to Allah. He doesn't want to believe in Allah. He doesn't want to follow the commandments of Allah. He wants to live a life of whims and fancy and fulfilling his desires. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the, you know, the little taste of the fire of hell also. In what way? That, you know, things become strange for him, things become difficult, his children become disobedient, his wife does not even listen to him, his subordinates, you know, those that are with him, that work with him, are always hassling him, are always, you know, are making life difficult for him. Society becomes, you dislike him, people dislike him, and he leads a very straitened and difficult life.
تو یہ اصل میرے دوستو علاج ہے کہ اگر ہم دین کے لیے چلیں گے اللہ کی ذات عالی سے امید ہے کہ انشاءاللہ دنیا بھی راحت کی ہوگی آخرت بھی راحت کی ہوگی بس میں اپنے ان کلمات کے ساتھ اپنی بات کو ختم کرتا ہوں کیونکہ دوسرے پروگرام کا بھی کچھ حصہ باقی ہے اس لیے میں اپنی بات کو یہاں ختم کرتا ہوں آپ لوگوں کا شکریہ ادا کرتا ہوں کہ آپ نے مجھے سنا اور موقع دیا مجھے کچھ سنانے کا اور دعا فرمائی کہ اللہ مجھے بھی عمل کی توفیق دے آپ کو بھی اور اللہ پاک ایمان میں کمال دے اللہ کا توکل نصیب ہو جائے اللہ کی تقدیر پر یقین کامل آ جائے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی تجویز پر تفویض آ جائے اور تسلیم آ جائے رضا بالقدر کی صفت آ جائے ہمارے اندر اور دین پر چلنا ہم سب کے لیے آسان ہو جائے
Sheikh is mentioning with these few words I try and end my listening, then inshallah may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us on the straight path, inshallah. What we have to realize is we have to give ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to submit to Him that He is the creator, He is the nourisher, He is the provider. Everything happens with His commandment. And we have to be happy with whatever He has decreed for us, whatever He has written down for us, in there will be good for us, you see. So inshallah may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of this. And I'm cutting my talk short. This is what I was able to say, because we have a few other things to present.